You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good.
All right. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This is Friday Night Joy. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. Amen. I'm excited about being in the house of the Lord one more time. I've been on the broadcast with you. Amen. We're about to get started in just a few minutes. I do have a word for you. Amen. On this Friday Night Joy. It's called Expectation Based on the Promises of God. This is part four. Amen. And this will be the last of the series that we've been working on about for 2019 to end January out. Amen. Praise God. I mean, it already ended January out. So this is the first day of February, actually. And we are so glad to see February again in 2019 for the first time. Amen. Look, I want to really, before I get into the announcements and the message and everything, I want to just give a shout out to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. I had written something down that this is our anniversary. This is our anniversary month. Amen. And we started out 6 years ago in the month of February. And we just grew from there. Amen. It started off with me doing Friday Night Joy and the Bread of Life. Then I brought Reverend Pat on, and she was doing the Thursday broadcast, declared to finish work. And with Reverend Pat Randall, and from there it just blossomed, man. But Pat Randall was the first person that I felt led to go after, and she tried it for a couple of times, just her and me, and then she got comfortable, and she started doing it on a regular basis, and the rest is history. So she's the one that has been with me. Basically since the beginning, because I started in February, and she came a couple of weeks later. Sometime during February, as a guest, actually, and I'm excited. Never thought that it would last this long. Wasn't thinking like that. You know, the whole purpose. What I have on my notes, I'll probably do a video later this month on it. The whole purpose was just to give a testimony about what God had did for me, of being a stroke survivor, one that had gone through depression, one that had gone through even suicide and all that kind of stuff. But what God did for me, you know, and to bring me through all of that, and then some. Amen. It wasn't just that, but then some. He's still doing things in my life, you know, and I'm grateful to Almighty God. So that's basically what the word Christians Speak was started off as to be a testimony. You know, it was divinely inspired. I had people, Aisha Karifa Smart, amen. You know, I don't know what she's listening, but she was doing another podcast, and I thought to myself, well, I just want to tell my story. I just want to tell my testimony. I don't want to do it, you know, on a long time basis. But it turned out to be, you know, God just got control, man. And I think the first month or whatever, we had like 50,000 listeners or something like that. And now our listening basis is probably like in about 130 different countries. So God has blessed the ministry. You know, nobody's here trying to get rich or nothing like that. But these are the people that he has blessed to be with me, that do different broadcasts, man. These are people that love the Lord their God and have a desire to worship him and serve him and to teach the people. Because I'm grateful for every single last one of them. That's about, and even those that still coming, you know, we think have some things in the work that we're trying to work on. So the expectation back in 2013 was like, God, I just want to do your work. But there was an expectation that, you know, just want to please him. I want to testify. I want to encourage somebody that they should live and not die. So the expectation has exceeded everything that I thought that we would do and everything. And we're looking forward more. And as we grow in grace, we're looking forward to even more higher and deeper things in Christ and more expectations of the different avenues that God will provide for the ministry, amen, and bless us, amen. Amen. His abounding grace for Minister Vanessa Williams is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. I thank her for Minister Vanessa. She's been with me for a while. A lot of these people have been with me for a while. There's only a couple of recent new shows the last couple of years, but Minister Vanessa, who is my sister, blood sister, amen, has been with me for a while, amen. Her broadcast is on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Amen. She's an awesome woman of God. Declare the principal, Reverend Pat Randall, is Thursday at 12 noon. Pat does a lot of our promos and things like that, and I'm grateful for her being a part of the team, amen. So she does Thursday at 12 noon. Of course, you know, I do Friday Night Jordan, and sometimes I have guests come on, we have a lot of different co-hosts that helps out every now and then. Like this Friday, I would help with me, and I'm excited about that. Veronica Burnett is with Better Days Conference, and she would be with me on this Friday, along with special guest Minister Tarina Ali, amen. So they both will be on next Friday. So we're excited. So that's what's going on with Friday. So Friday Night Joy said, okay, I also do the Bread of Life. Sometimes I have guests on that. Here recently, Reverend Robin and I has been doing a teaching on spiritual gifts. We should be ending that this Sunday, so stay tuned. It should be the internet on this Sunday. So the Bread of Life is Sunday, 7 p.m., but we only do, it's gotten to a point, we only do the first and the fourth Sunday of the month, amen, because we have other broadcasts that are taking place on the other Sundays, amen. Talent to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan, amen, is Wednesday at 7 p.m. He's another one that's been with us for a while. I've went to quite a few of the workshops that Pastor Morgan have done over the years, and you talk about he be beginning to pull out stuff. You know, if you're looking for a Christian counselor or some form like that, I want you to get, please by all means get in contact with him, amen. But he's a great and awesome teacher. So he comes on Wednesday at 7 p.m. and I thank God for the teaching style that he brings and deliverance that he brings and the speaking of the Holy Spirit that he brings to the table. Okay, Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday of the month. That's also at 7 p.m. I glean a lot from Apostle Shirley that has been a part of my life forever and a day, even when I was back at the Tree of Life Christian Ministry under the leadership of Pastor James Robinson, Marcia Robinson. I remember her and Pastor Irma being very strong and powerful women of God, and Apostle Shirley is written several books, amen. So I'm grateful for her broadcasts every first Monday. She always brings up a guest or have a dynamic type of teaching, amen. One of the latest broadcasts we have is the Bold and Novena, Beautiful, with Reverend Novena Reed and Reverend Curtis Austin, the minister of Jordana Cunningham, is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. And this is a broadcast that has been strictly geared just for the young people, man. They're young people themselves, and they're very active. You know, I love their zeal is to reach that audience that normally we might not get a chance to talk with and everything, but talk about the things that they love. So they've been doing this for a while. Every single last that one of them, you know, I love the zeal and their purpose and their passion for Christ and everything. And of course, Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McHenry, who is a musician. He does a lot of things overseas with helping out different countries, and I mean, he's just very active. Him and his lovely wife, man, I mean, they're just very active in ministry. These are people that are actually involved in ministry. They have a zeal for the things of God and feeding the hungry and clothing and whatever is needed, they do. Amen. And a lot of times he does his broadcast, which is every third Monday of the month. He'll do it out of country. Many times he's done it out of country. He's another one that bring out these dynamic gifted people that want to just love on Jesus Christ and shower the love of God on others and everything. So I'm excited about him, and he just been a blessing in my life, listening to the growth that have taken place with him and some of the others. A lot of people that started doing the broadcast were sort of apprehensive, especially Reverend Pat, yeah, about doing it because they didn't know what, you know, whether it was for them or they didn't know how to talk. I'm like, look, just be yourself. Amen. So we're grateful for him. Marriage Takeover, the Body of One, Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson. It's every third Sunday. This is one of the broadcasts that took one of their Sunday slots that I was doing on Bread of Life. And I'm grateful for them. They bring a totally different package to the deal. They're doing so many great and wonderful things in the ministry with married couples and Marriage Takeover. And they just started a church and everything. So I'm grateful for those two that are with me. Amen. Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson, Pastors Eric and Pastor Tamika Thompson there for Marriage Takeover. They are on every third Sunday. They do a Facebook Live, a YouTube, and they're on iTunes. They're doing well, you know. Well, another one, our most recent, newest broadcast is called R3, Real Life, Real Men, and Real Talk. And it's with myself, Pastor Elston Green, Deacon or Minister Cleophas Malone, and Brother Tanner Mitchell. And these brothers and Tyrone Rose, Pastor Tyrone Rose, and these brothers, and we don't really get into titles when we're on the show, but these are some awesome men of God that are doing some great, and what all of them got things going on. Tony Mitchell and Brother Cleophas, I can't even remember half of them, but they're always doing things for the kingdom, with kingdom building and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, so when I say that God has blessed me to be around men and women that are hungry for the word of God, that are hungry to serve God and have a desire to seek it, I am excited about every single last one of them. And Reverend Gwen Dixon, I mean, amen, she does a midday glory prayer. She's the one been with us for a while. A midday glory prayer every Wednesday at 1 p.m. This is a praying, interceding woman of God, not only for the broadcast and for me, but all those that have need. And she always give a word of encouragement before she starts praying. And I always call her the prayer woman and everything. So a lot of times, if you send us a prayer request, it ends up going to her. So we're excited about Reverend Gwen that has been with us for a while too, that are part of the makeup or management of what we do. Reverend Gwen and Pat Randall and Tyrone Rose and I mean just a host of other people that I have worked with over the years. I think of Prophet Cindy, amen, and everything. I'm Apostle DeJuan, people that have poured into, of course, my family that has always been there in prayer, amen. Veronica Burnett, okay, and Latasha Wells, you know, is another co-host that has co-hosted with me, amen, over the years. I mean, there's so many people that have been a part of this ministry that I think it's probably has to be probably close to about 100 different people that have came on, the different guests that to talk about their passion or to preach a word. I mean, Apostle Sandra Higgins, just tons of people that have been on over the last 6 years to speak a word, to encourage somebody, to intercede, to preach or to teach or to cry out, you know, and to speak the allegories and the mysteries of the Bible. So it's just so many people that I never really can, of course, can thank and appreciate everybody, but to tell them that I love them. So, of course, I'm probably missing some names. That Valerie Miller, that was there with us in the beginning on the Bread of Life. Amen. Amen. There's just so many, you know, that I've been a part of. Reverend Francis and Reverend Trevor Mensa. And I can't call anybody name, you know. But to look at where we are now and how far that God has brought this ministry, we know it's just truly nobody but by Him and His might and His teaching and His direction. Because if we left up to me, man, I would have given this up a long time ago, because I always expected myself to be one that really can't really talk that much. So I'm grateful even to you for those that are listening day in and day out. We have probably about 11 different broadcasts on an average and everything. So those that are listening on the different networks, whether it's Blog Talk Radio, iHeart Radio, Spreaker, Amen. Just to name a few, but we're grateful for you to just listen in and everything. We always want to encourage you to go and check us out on the website at onechristianspeak.com. Yeah, it looks a little, it needs some help in that area, but I pray that you go check out, find out a little bit more about us, you know. Visit us on our Facebook, different Facebook page, amen, that the different ministries have out there, amen. And check us out on our website. We do have a page that's for donation. We are a legit company. I just did all my paperwork in 2019. I finished everything. I had to do all the papers and I's I dotted and T's across. You know, and we're legit 501c nonprofit company. So if you have a desire to sow a seed or to donate, help this ministry, I appreciate it. You know, because this is not it takes income and all that kind of stuff to do. And God has blessed us so we haven't missed a beat and everything. But there are things that we desire to do, okay? There are things that we desire to do. And I know I'm not really, I want to get it. This is all ties in action to the expectation based on the promises of God. The expectation for us in 2019 for the When Christians Speak Talk Radio, they go further out into the hedges of the highway and compare men and women to come in. And we're not doing it. We can't do that by ourselves. So we do need your help. We do need your donation, no matter what, how small they might be. And you can do that by going to WhenChristiansSpeak.com and clicking on the donate button. Amen. You can pay. That's everything is done through PayPal, but you also can donate. We do have a cash card, or I think that's what you call it yourself, and that's $ When Christians Speak. Amen. So your donations are tax deductible. We need your help. We want to go further in the ministry and stuff. We want to begin to even get into doing workshops, real workshops, anything where people are coming in and we got people coming in and speaking. There's a vision that we have for the ministry and a desire that we have for the ministry, and we can't do it without you. Okay, we're not going to beg nobody for money and stuff like that. Yes, God, we know that God will provide, but the Bible says we have not because we ask not. So I'm who is the founder and overseer for the ministry overall and stuff like that. I'm asking for your help. I'm asking you to give. I'm not asking you to take away from your tithes at your local church or your offering your local church, but just if you have a little extra, just send some this way so that we can begin to even get better at what we do. You know, there's a vision that I believe that God has given for this mission. And there were times, I've got to say this to you, there were times that my expectation from my perspective, I knew what God had said for the ministry, but I didn't know whether I was the right person to take it further. And I got corrected on by my sisters. I want this ministry to be a blessing to you no matter where you're listening to, especially if you're listening outside of the United States. I mean, we got a huge listener base that was in China. Amen. I mean, different countries, man. They're all over the world. They're not just here in the United States. And we want to reach them as much as we can and speak life into those that need the healing and deliverance and everything like that. So, that's it. I just wanted to say that. I probably do something on Facebook, a live video and stuff. But I thank you, God. Thank you. I thank you, God. I thank you for 2019. I thank you, God, for blessing this ministry to bringing it this far by faith. Because truly, it was nobody but you. We are a humble service, you know, service. Keyword, we are here to serve you because of what God has given us to do. You know, nobody's trying to get rich. Nobody's going out buying no airplanes and none of that kind of stuff, you know. But we do have needs, and we just want to continue to push and press through the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the calling that he has given us to do through the airways, through the local churches, you know, and everything, through whatever means. So we bless God, and we're going to go ahead and stop talking now because we want to go ahead and play this message, 2019 expectations and the promises of God. So with that being said, let's go ahead and start playing this message. I pray that you be a blessing. It be a blessing. Please share, please share, please share. Amen. And God bless. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Amen. We're about to get started in a few minutes. Amen. Of course, you know, this has been Christian Speak Talk Radio. This is Friday Night Joy. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. We're going to continue with a lesson that we've been doing since the beginning, first Friday of the month, called Expectations Based on the Promises of God. We're going to continue with that. In fact, this should be the last one, amen, of the series. Amen. Let's go ahead and have prayer first. Father God, we come first to say thank you. Thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for the expectations of the 2019 that we have, that you have promised to deliver to us and give us, Lord Jesus. So we want to be obedient to you. We want to be diligent with you. So we pray for this message and those that are listening. In Christ Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you remember back in the first part one of this, I asked a couple of questions. What are your expectations in 2019? And what are the prophetic words that have been spoken in your life? And then I said, did you write them down or place them in your heart? Do you believe or trust the word? Do you believe in the word or trust the word that was given to you? Amen. In other words, the word validated by something that God has already given you. And then I went on to talk about we know what God can do and everything, and the different miracles that God has done in our life, and how many times he has made a way for us out of no way. Amen. So what we want to continue to do now is that I was looking through my notes earlier, and I really want to get it back into some of the promises of God that are for us even today. Amen. They were spoken thousands of years ago, but they are for us even today. Amen. Even for today. So the first one I want to look at, amen, is coming out of John chapter 14, verses 13 through 16. And this is Jesus speaking. He says, "And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son." Okay, that's a promise. Jesus is making promise. He said, "I will do whatever you ask in my name," whose name? Jesus' name, "that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Now, the thing I like about this particular scripture, he said, "You may ask for anything in my name, and I'll do it." That's just opened up a whole new avenue of blessings and things that we have the ability to receive. You know, and again, I'm talking about for 2019. You know, just for today, no matter what the enemy may be doing all around you, Jesus said, "You might ask for anything in my name," you know, and he said, "I would do it." Now, the part that I love about it, he said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Wait a minute. How did that get from asking anything? In other words, he's giving you some of the prerequisites of what needs to be done in order for you to ask him anything in his name. In other words, you can't go willy-nilly just ask Jesus for anything. You have to be in a place where you're keeping his commandments. You have to be in a place where you're loving on him and showing him that you love him. You know, amen. Because otherwise, people be like, "Okay, Jesus, I want a brand new car." Okay, Jesus. But their lifestyle and their relationship in Christ is suspect. Okay? Their lifestyle and their relationship in Christ will be suspect. So we have to be mindful of those things, you know. And it's not that we can be so righteous and anything like that, because our righteousness is in Christ Jesus, not because of ourselves. So I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that we have to be mindful of those things. So what is your relationship with Christ? And then think about it. If we love Christ the way that he commanded us to love him, we're not going to ask of anything of him that is not of his will anyway to give us. You know, we're not. We're going to be in tune with the Holy Spirit, you know, and everything. Why would I ask Jesus Christ? I'm just like an example. Why would I ask Jesus for a brand new car and I got 10 cars in the driveway? Okay, and this is probably not the best example, but a bad example. Okay, we're not going to do it. He said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." He's making a statement. He's making a fact. If you love me, like you say you do, keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, he will give you another advocate to help you, to be with you forever. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. You know, keep my commandment, and my Father's going to give you another advocate. Why? Because I'm not going to be here always with you. You know, I'm not going to be here always, but I'm going to send you a comforter. And he's talking about the Holy Spirit. So everything has to be done through the Holy Spirit. You know, even when we ask of anything of Jesus, it has to be done through the Holy Spirit. Because we know that there's nothing, no good thing in this flesh. We know if we leave it up to flesh, man, we'd be asking for some real carnal things. Amen? Amen. He said, I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father might be glorified in the Son. And all this that we ask in the name of Jesus is glorified to God. It's glorified. The Father is being glorified. You know, every time we ask in the name of Jesus, and he's doing it, it's to give God all the glory. All the glory, all the praise go back to him. That's a very important thing that we have to understand. All the glory and all the praise goes back to him. But there's an expectation again on our part that we can have. That's an explanation of my part. In Ephesians chapter 3, it says this, verse 16, it says, I pray that all his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being. We're not talking about the outside, folks. We're talking about that inner man. We're talking about that indwelling of the Holy Spirit. That I pray that out of his glorious riches that he will do what? Strengthen you. You know, that he will strengthen you with power through the Spirit in your inner being, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. This is all about what's going on within our heart. This is all about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. These are promises that God has made for us through all of history, since the beginning of man, you know, that he's made for us, that are laid up. Jesus was prophesied many thousands of years ago that he was coming, okay? He said, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and how high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled in the measure of all the fullness of God. In other words, Paul is saying, telling Ephesians, and he's saying for us, I want you to be filled with all the fullness of God. I want you to be filled with all the measure, all the fullness of God, that you know the love of God. And that because you know the love of God, you also know what he desired. You also be able to have an expectation that what is God's going to do for me next and stuff. You know, not like a Cracker Jack box, not a surprise, but nothing like that. But you know that God's got your back. You know that if you lose your job or if things are not working right now, that God is working things out in your favor. That he's working things out in your favor. In Luke chapter 11, verse 9, Jesus is speaking, says, so I say to you, ask and will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. These are promises that he's going to do. You ask, you'll be fine. it'll be given to you. You seek, you'll find it. If you knock, guess what? I'm going to open the door. Will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks, finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be open. Which of your father, if you, your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake? You know, he makes it plain. Oh, I mean, the father's so good. Dad, I'm hungry. Okay, you hungry and stuff. There's a fish right there, but I'm going to give you a snake. You know, and then no. The expectations that God has for us 2019 is that we need to get to a place that we need to be able to ask, but we're asking not only within our carnal mind, but we're asking through the Spirit. We're asking through the Holy Spirit, amen? It says, or if he asks for an egg, will him give a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? How much more will he give the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is one of the prime promises of God. The indwelling is for us, y'all. It's for you. You know, all you gotta do is ask, and he's willing to give it to you. Why is it important that we need the Holy Spirit, you know, especially in 2019, operating and being free to do the things in our life? because we are living in the last day, because it will keep us in all things. It will bring all things back to our remembrance. That's why it's important that the Holy Spirit was in our life. It will check us on things. It will call out on things. It will speak to us in the middle of the night. It will give us dreams and vision and all those things. So that way, that for our expectation for 2019 are totally different than what they want to know. Because why? We operate in the Holy Spirit. Everything is done by the Holy Spirit. Some of us, and many of us, including myself, I ain't there yet. But this is a growth process. This is a process where God allowing him to groom us and to prune us and to cut away dead things in our life and everything. The things I used to do yesterday, I don't do anymore, you know, because my expectation of where I has changed. My expectation and my that change is taking place, and I'm more closer to God than I ever was before. Amen. He said, whatever you ask, let me read, that was Luke. Let's go to Psalms 107. It says, verse 13, it says, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from distress. He brought them out of darkness, their utter darkness, and broke away their chains. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love, his wonderful deeds for mankind. For he break down gates of bronze and cut through bars of iron. God would do it for us. These are promises that he has made for you and me. That he's going to break down gates, y'all. He can remove us from utter darkness, no matter where you are. Maybe you never. Look, this message isn't for those that is not saved. Those that are saved and filled with them, but this is for those that don't know Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. That in 2019, your whole life can be completely changed if you trust and believe in Jesus Christ. It completely changed if you accept Him as your Lord and Savior. Completely changed to the point that you don't even think the same way you do in everything. And then the expectations are wide open for all the many blessings and promises and the new covenant that He has cut with us through Jesus Christ. Everything is done because of Jesus Christ. Psalms 103, starting in verse 2, said, praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. There are many benefits that we have that have a relationship with Jesus Christ. There are many. There are unlimited benefits. There's no measure of blessings that heaven has in store for us because of Jesus Christ. There's no measure of it. It's for us. It has our name on it and everything. But again, there's a place that we need to be in, and it's through the Holy Spirit, through obedience to Him, and seeking Him. You seek me, you will find me. Okay? He said, Psalms 107. Okay, 103, I'm sorry. Praise the Lord, my soul, forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your disease. Isn't it amazing to know that Jesus Christ has taken care of all of our sins, no matter how big, no matter how small, and has healed all of our disease? That means to me, and that means to you, that even though we might be having the going through the emotions of being sick, or actually being sick, or going through the process of being sick, or whatever, Jesus Christ has already did it. He already did it on the cross. He already has done it on the cross. He's already healed us and stuff like that. When he said it was finished, he talking about when it was finished, it was completed. It was done. We were saved. We would become new creatures. We were gotten to the point that we weren't the same as we were yesterday. The victory is already done. Then there's many forms of healing. You know, of course, there's the healing of the mind. There's the healing of the soul. And there's this physical healing. But my prayer to you and for myself, that God would bring forth a holistic healing. Because that's what He does. You know, He doesn't heal halfway and everything. He didn't send the people that was blind and never been able to see. He didn't send them off with one eye still blind and the other eye open. No, He completely healed them, their eyesight. You know, the lame that was walking, the guy that wasn't able to walk since the beginning of since his birth and stuff like that. He didn't just heal one leg and bring all the muscles together. No, He healed him so he completely walked. All through the gospel and all through the testament, this is proven that Jesus Christ and God never did anything halfway. So that principle definitely applies for us. He forgives all our sins. He heals all our diseases. And he redeems your life. And he redeems my life from the pit and the crowns. From the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. He crowns us, y'all, with love and compassion. That's who Jesus Christ is. He crowns us with love and compassion. He forgives. Look, check this out. This is the benefits. Forgive sins, heal our diseases, and redeems our life from the pit. That pit represents no matter how dark things is, no matter how ugly things might be, no matter how you have lost this, you know, whether a loved one, no matter whether you've just lost your job, but for those that was on government furlough, might have just been just getting back to work and behind, even through the pit of your despair, Jesus Christ is there. He's there, and he takes you up, and he picks you up, and he crowns you with love and compassion. Then he satisfies your desire with good things. Come on, y'all. He satisfies our desires with good things. That's what I want. God, I want the good things that you have restored and promised for me. I want the good things, Jesus, that you have set aside just for me. Help me, Holy Spirit, to know that the good things are part of my life. You know, help me, Holy Spirit, to desire the good things that you that you have for me, and to walk in them. The same principle applies for you. He's there for you. He said, "Who satisfy you your desires with the good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." So that your youth is renewed like the eagles. I don't know about you and stuff like that, but some of us need to be renewed. We need our mind renewed. We need a spirit, a soul renewed unto the things of God, so that we will do it. We will be doing exactly what God has called us to do, and that's fly like the eagle. Spread our wings. Spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Show the world the excellency of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Show the world the excellency of Jesus Christ. That's what he wants. Okay? That's what he wants. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 31, Jesus talking about, he said, so do not worry saying what we should eat or what we should drink or what we should wear. For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. We worry about them. Don't worry. You know, but know that God is going to provide. The Bible says that he never seen a righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging for bread. And that was a point in my life that I definitely did not feel like that I was righteous, but I knew I was the seed. I knew I was a seed from a righteous family, a righteous mother. So I ain't never begged for bread. That's probably not the right one to look at it. But I'm just saying, you know, it says the Father knows. Let me read this again. This is coming from Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. So do not worry about saying, what should we eat or what should we drink or what should we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as needed. As needed, you know. So in other words, that means that our focus, you know, should be on Jesus Christ. Our expectation should be on Jesus Christ. All those things should take place on Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's read a couple other. This is one I looked at earlier. This comes out of James chapter 5, verse 14. It says, "Is there anyone among you sick? Let them call for the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven." So let them call for the elders of the church. You know, if anyone is sick, let them call for the elders of the church. So there's an expectation that I'm going to get well if I'm being obedient to what Jesus Christ has told me to do. You know, I'm going to get well. You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. All you got to do is believe and trust that God's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. Your expectation for 2019 should be of one of healing. It should be one of deliverance and one of helps and one of mercy and love that he has shown all your life. from the foundation of the earth, since before you were yet, while you were yet in your mother's womb, God knew every single thing that you would have to face. He knew. In fact, he ordained those things. Even the things that the enemy tried to meant for evil and take us out for whatever, God was like, nah, it ain't happening like that. Because that's my son, that's my daughter, and they don't even know it yet, but I have plans for them. If anyone had ever told Paul that he would to turn completely over to Jesus Christ before he hit the road, he was like, no. Because his whole purpose was to persecute the Christian, persecute them, put them in prison, kill some or whatever and stuff. But God changed his life. God completely changed his life. That road to Damascus experience is a good example of what God can do of someone that going in the headed in the wrong direction that has no desire to seek after Christ. Isn't that amazing? Maybe you haven't had your road of Damascus experience yet, and you might be at a crossroad, but it's coming. You just wait, and when you come, be willing to receive that. You know, maybe you're going through the road of a Damascus experience right now and everything because God is trying to change your expectation for 2019. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know where you are, but I'm here to tell you and stuff like that. If God does it, it is well. He looked at his creation in the Bible and said everything was good. Don't you know that what he created, even you, he said it was good. You know, he didn't make any mistakes when he created you or stuff like that. When he made you, when he molded you, and then he breathed life into you. That was no mistakes made. He knew exactly what he was doing. You were born with an expectation on your life. You know, with a wide open expectation in your life of things that would take place in you. Amen. Well, I read to you before a couple weeks ago, one of my favorite scriptures says, it says, Ephesians 3, chapter 20 and 21 says, now to him that's able to do exceeding abundantly all that I ask or think, according to the power that working in us, unto him be glory unto the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end, now unto who? Now unto Jesus. Hallelujah. That is able to do exceedingly abundantly. Expectation wide open. Him. They can do more than we can even ask or think. Beyond, in other words, beyond our imagination. Beyond our imagination. According to the power that worketh in us. What power have we been talking about for the last 25 minutes? We talk about the Holy Spirit. That power. Now unto him that's able, you know, to do exceedingly abundantly all that we can ever think. Amen. Amen. It's just amazing. A lot of times we are facing difficulties in our life and stuff like that, not because God is not hearing our prayer, you know, and not because of our expectation that we know that God's going to do it, we just don't know when. But there's a waiting process. There's a waiting on the Lord. You know, and to wait and to see what the time and the season that he's going to turn things around in your favor and everything. And sometimes we just got to wait. We got to wait. We got to be patient. We got to trust God no matter what it seems like on the outside, especially when the enemy is walking around like a roaring lion trying to seek whom he can devour, especially during times like that, especially when everything that you are hearing are nay, 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 no, no, no. No, you can't. And everything that you are, even the things that you are praying for, just seem like you're hitting up a brick wall and stuff like that. But God has said that have already answered the prayer. But you got to, there's a process of you waiting. Everything has a process. And what I believe, this is just my personal, I believe waiting builds your character, but builds your faith in your character in God. That you know without a shadow of God that God's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do in his appointed time. I believe that waiting does those things for waiting on God puts us in a place that we become stronger and stronger. So no matter what comes down on the pike, like, okay, God said wait, I'm going to wait. I ain't going to rush it. I'm not going to put it in my own hands. I'm not going to try to fix it. You know, we have a tendency sometimes to try to fix things that God told us to take our hands off of. But I'm going to wait. Let's read a couple more. Amen. I mean, this is another one of let's read, just coming out of Hebrews chapter 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. You know, it's a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. There's an expedition when I talk about my faith. There's an expedition I have when I begin to talk about my faith. You know, I was talking to someone a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about faith. You know, that everyone has a measure of faith. You know, but we want that type of faith that goes beyond that measure of faith that is miraculous in nature. You know, I can't think of the word, and it'll come to me later and stuff like that. But we want that kind of faith. In fact, give me a second, I'll find it right here. We want that kind of faith, y'all. You know, and that kind of faith, Jesus said, only comes by fasting and prayer. It comes by fasting and prayer. Let me see if I can find it here. Amen. Amen. But God is good, man. I don't know about you, but I am. And He is worthy to be praised. Amen. He's worthy. Supernatural faith. That's what I'm talking about. That supernatural faith is not just it goes beyond that measure of faith. That goes beyond anything that we can think or do. You know, when we believe something, have faith that certain things are going to take place, but that supernatural faith, you can't even think about it. There's no word to describe that type of supernatural faith. That type of supernatural faith that's going to produce an outcome that will blow everybody away. That type of supernatural faith that will make even your enemies your footstool. They be looking at us like, wait a minute, we tried our best to kill him or kill her or to take them out. And the enemy be upset because they realize that supernatural faith goes beyond that. That supernatural faith that looks at my brother and sister and see them say, and the Bible talks about this, Jesus, that they have enough faith that you would be here, that person would be here. Prime example, when they let the man down in the roof, to see Jesus, because the building was full, and there was no way to get this young man, the man into the room to see Jesus so he can be here. So these men took this man, this lame man, from the roof, on the bed, and tore the roof up and laid him down to the roof. Their faith knew that if they can get him to Jesus, this guy would be here. Supernatural faith goes beyond just somebody, you have your faith, but somebody having the faith in God for me. That's what I'm saying. Supernatural faith goes beyond that. You know, it does. It goes to the point where it says, okay, you know what? You know, I know what you feel like now. You might be going through a depression, you might be on the verge of wanting to commit suicide, but I believe that God said you should live and not die. You know, because God told me that you should live and not die. So I'm claiming something that the Holy Spirit has already revealed to me. See what I'm saying? I'm claiming something that the Holy Spirit has already revealed to me. And if his word is mine, you know, he would not go back on his word. So if he said it's going to take place, so I'm using that supernatural faith to declare that Jesus Christ said that you are healed today, that you are delivered today, that you are free today, that you are saved today. I'm doing that, you know, stuff like that. And your faith may be a little measured, and your faith may be in question and everything, but I'm declaring that I have enough faith to grant that God will give me back my family. I'm praying that you will have enough faith that God will give back your family to you, that he will bring you back into right relationship, that he will deliver you from drugs and sex and abuse of any kind. I'm having enough faith that God will do just that. And guess what? You know what? I've done that kind of faith that God will do it today. It won't have to be anything to be done 6 months from now. But if it does, that's okay. But he can do it today, this very same hour, this very second that you hear this message, that supernatural faith, that expectation that you have, and God will begin to take off like a rocket. You know, he'll blow up like a bomb to the point where God begin to deliver you, and God begin to do things around your family, that you know, everything you begin to pray for, God begin to unfold and the vision and everything begin to, things begin to make sense and everything. But God begin to do and work things out in your favor. That kind of faith, that expectation that we have that God's going to do it, he's going to do it. You may not know when, but he's never going to be late. He's always going to be on time. So all I got to do be in a place that I'm willing to wait patiently for him. All I got to do be in a place that I'm like, okay, God, I know what you said. I've read about your difference and promises and yeah and amen that you have for me. So let me be in a posture that I'm standing in an agreement and waiting for you that you will do exactly what you said that you were going to do. That's what we want. That's the place that we need to be in. You know, that's the place that we want to be in. Sometimes, you know, all of us, you know, sometimes go through a period of time to be like, okay, God, what's next? And stuff like that. But I think what he's speaking to all of us, and he's speaking to all of us today, that he wants us to get comfortable, to be at peace that he got us. You know, especially in this world that we're living in today where craziness and all kinds of things are going on. I was looking at an article online and talking about this young man that was being had been bullied and everything because he has I can't think of the name of the bag, but that they usually go on the side that and still him you know using the bathroom on a normal day, had to go through a bag, and they bully him to the point that he committed suicide. This is the world that we live in, y'all. This is the world that we live in, that the people don't love like they used to or care. Not everybody, but there's more. It seems to be more of a spirit of hate and disgust and despair out there than any time ever before since I've been living. You know, it seems to be more out there. You know, the people don't care about the things of God. They don't have the respect. They show honor and reverence to God like they used to. If they don't show the honor and respect and the reverence to God like they used to, they definitely ain't going to show it to you. So we're living in a time right now that would definitely try men's faith. You know, that time and time try men's faith. But I'm saying to you, even with all of that being said, even with all the political back and forth, the this and that, and even with the poor getting even poorer and the rich getting even richer, and everybody being divided because of race and all these, and even with all of that, the expectation for 2019 has to believe and trust in an almighty God that even through all that, God is still working things out in our favor. Even through all of that, God is still doing things. He's still working miracles. He's still healing. He has been changing that. The Bible says that he's the same today and yesterday as forevermore. That he changed not. So he changed not. God's going to still. The enemy is the one that has increased his raging and run because he realized that his time is running out. But we that are called by his name, that have been appointed, that are the sons and daughters and joint heirs, that our kings and queens need to be in a place that we believe and trust God and don't let go. And have an expectation that is greater than the norm. That have an expectation that things are going to fall, not just fall in place, but things are going to be in place. You know, they have an expectation of those things. Not honoring, not naming and claiming, no, not talking about that, but based off the relationship, the foundation of Jesus Christ and his mercy and all that he has promised to us that we, wherever he tells us to do, that we're willing to do. That's based off in obedience. It's based off being faithful over a few things that he will make us ruler over many things. We have an obligation and an opportunity to do that. And then he told Joshua, he said, stand. And after you've done, not Joshua, but in New Testament, he said, stand. And after you've done all you can, stand. He told Joshua to be strong. He said, didn't I tell you to be strong? And that's basically what we're talking about, being strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Not more by power, but by his spirit, says the Lord. And trusting in him. That's where we are. That's what we need. That is what we desire. Amen. I said I wasn't going to be before you long, but I just want to thank you for listening to When Christians Speak on Friday Night Joy. I pray that you have a blessed weekend. Amen. Don't forget, we're going to play the announcements after. Don't forget to Check us out, amen, on whenchristianspeak.com, amen. But let me go ahead and say a prayer and we can close out. Father God, we thank you for this message, God. But we do have an expectation of you to do great and wonderful things in our life. Our expectation, God, for you to restore those things that the cankerworm and the locust and the grasshopper and the palmer worm have destroyed. The expectation, God, for healing to take place. Expectation to revival to take place. Relationship to be healed, God. The expectation, God, that you, Lord Jesus, will fix those things that are in us, God. That you will cause us to worship you and to cause us to seek out for the things in you. We trust you. We believe you. We need you, Holy Spirit. We can't do this by ourselves, Holy Spirit. So we cry unto you today and we submit ourselves to you and say, have your way. Come, Holy Spirit, with all your might and all your glory. You change the atmosphere. You change the atmospheres in the churches and in the places of worship, God. You change, Lord Jesus, from the pulpit to the door and from the door to the pulpit, Lord Jesus, of the mindset, Lord Jesus, that we might seek after the things of you and less after the things of this world. That we might trust you and not that those things that come out of the mouths of men, but trust and believe in you. For we know that you are a God that cannot lie, that is full of truth, for your name is truth. And we will praise you forever, we will worship you forever, and we will continue to give you all the glory and praise. God bless you. Amen and amen. So y'all be blessed. Amen. Be blessed. What was I getting ready to do? I want to just be blessed, and we'll see you next Friday. Next Friday, praise God. We're excited about having a guest with us. Amen. And I don't want to butcher her name, amen, but Minister Veronica, Veronica Burnett would be with us, amen, with Tarina, I think that's Ollie, amen, on next Friday. Tarina Ollie is of Therapeutic Services, and Veronica is the young lady to do Better Days Conference. She will be my co-host. So that's next Friday at 7 p.m. February the 8th. So we're excited about that. Amen. At 7 p.m. Please tune in. We're expecting God to do some great and wonderful, awesome thing with Minister Ali. Amen. And so y'all be blessed. Be blessed. Amen. Be blessed. And know that I love you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. And amen. Amen. Amen, amen. What an awesome word. Thank you. That was an awesome word, God. Thank you for giving me that word. Amen. It's been a series. The part four of a series that we started the first Friday of the month. Amen. 2019 expectations based on the promises of God. Amen. So please go back and listen. Give me some feedback. Get in contact with me through social media on Facebook under Ray Rose, amen, or When Christians Speak. Of course, you can get in contact with me also at whenchristianspeak@gmail.com. That's another way you can do it. But we pray that you be blessed. Have a blessed afternoon. Be safe. I know it's real, real cold out there. Pray for somebody right there, somebody outside, man, and just pray that they will get the help that they need. Okay? So be blessed. This is Reverend Ray. This has been Friday Night Joy. Amen. On When Christians Speak Talk Radio. God bless you. God bless you.